Couple of scrimmages here. Actually, one more scrimmage. It is today. So as this airs, get ready for a scrimmage. Non-broadcast today. The Lady Pirates, North Central Missouri College, will be down at a place I'm very familiar with, Cavalier Fieldhouse down at Johnson County CC. Season opener is coming up next Wednesday at home against KCK. That's jumping right into the meat of a really good schedule. You got John Wood coming up at the Ketchum Center then next Saturday, the 23rd. Catching up with Coach Croy here before she gets on the bus down to Overland Park. Coach, usually we're talking about mid-October and you're just ready for the season because the off-season feels like forever. This off-season must feel like about 10 years.
You're exactly right. So, you know, we had a great first semester. I felt like, you know, we ran it a little bit differently knowing that games weren't going to begin until after break, and we were able to get some scrimmages in the first semester and kind of see what the girls can do. So they're excited to get back on the court. We're excited to scrimmage tonight, and then you know, we're anxious to get our season going, and we've got a tough schedule on the books, and you know, I think we have the team and the depth to compete.
You hit two things there that when I look at this roster, and I know there's a difference between kids that can play in high school and can they do it at the college level. That's something that these freshmen have to prove. But when I look at players I'm familiar with and the depth that you have on this team this year, Coach, I think it's the level of talent combined with the depth that really makes the next 2 months pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. Probably the deepest team we've really ever had in every position for that matter. So, you know, we've got strong guards. You know, we've got returning most of our starters as far as guards go. Cortland Runkles was a third-team All-American for us last year. We look for her to lead the way again this year. Brittany McKay ran the point for us. You know, she returns and strong leader on the floor. And then Lily Osborne. I just think Lily's game is just continuing to improve. She was a great high school player. She did well for us last year, and really first semester her shot was on, and we're hoping that continues into this semester as well. And you know, you add to that the recruits we brought in, and Nora Ford, who's going to step right in and really showed what she's capable of doing in our scrimmages first semester. And you know, I think her game, as it does, I think, for a lot of kids who are good high school players, when they come to the college level, they have to compete day in and day out against kids that are as good or better. And, you know, I think that just improves their game so much. And so, you know, I think you've got Jordan Hibner, who can shoot the three from outside, and she doesn't miss much. And Kaylee Stufflebean from Brookfield is also on our roster as well, and another outside shooter. So we've got more shooters for guards than we ever have had, capability of knocking down the three-point shot, and kids that can also get to the rim as well. And then our post play, you know, is definitely I'm excited about. So Kennedy Kiefer returns for us as our starting five player from last year, and then Kennedy Crow from Norburn, who the girl's talented. She can play inside and outside, so you're going to see her play a post for us. You're going to see her step out and play a guard position for us. So with our addition of Macy Moore at semester, we've been able to move Kennedy Crow to the outside a little bit, and so I think that just betters us all around as a team. And you know, and then Jasmine Taylor from Bramer, again, she is an athletic post player. She's fast, she's strong, and so I think our depth in those positions is going to be fun to watch this year.
So we had a ton of conversations, obviously, because Salem was on the team. I'm going to mention here that Macy was a freshman on going back 3 years ago. And you had Ainsley, you had Micah, you had Salem shooting three balls, and we know about that team. And Macy comes in as a freshman, and her job is to rebound inside, grab anything that comes near her, and as I told you a number of times, she was about as good as I've seen as a high school player. If that ball's in her vicinity, she's latching onto it. Those are things that you can't teach, and those are things that are really going to help her at the college level, correct?
I agree. Yeah, she joined us January 4th is when we started back with practice. And, you know, you wonder, is she going to be able to adapt to the game? And of course, we haven't seen her against other competition yet. But, you know, when she's scrimmaging with our kids, Macy just has that knack of knowing where to be on the offensive end to get herself open. So I think that's, you know, kudos to that group that she played with at a young age, because, you know, you had Ainsley attacking the basket, and Macy knows where to move herself to get herself open. And I think that's just instinct. And I think she knows how to make that happen. And so she knows that if she's not open too, she's got shooters on the outside, which is what she, you know, grew up playing with in high school too. So, she just really has fit in well with this group of kids, and you know, we're excited for her. You know, she's by far the youngest kid on the court, but I think that's always been the case for her. She's always been thrown into things at a young age, and she really adapts and does well.
It's a good problem to have, but I know there have been plenty of coaches that have told me in the past that sometimes you can be really excited about a season and have a bunch of talent, and sometimes the pieces don't fit well together, and you know, it becomes difficult, and you know, players want playing time, and it's harder to get when you have talent all over the floor. Are those things that are of any sort of concern to you, Coach, as far as you look at saying, okay, on paper we look pretty good, but we got to put this thing together?
You know, right now our kids really gel well together as a group. You know, and they know what everybody's capable of, and they get excited for each other when somebody's doing something good on the floor. So I really don't think we'll have that kind of problem. You know, for us, really, anybody could start on any given night. And so it's not going to be a matter, you're not going to see us have to play kids for 40 minutes or 35 minutes even. I think if we can keep that rotation going, keep our legs fresh, we're going to find that we're going to have a balanced scoring attack, and a lot of girls that play a lot of, you know, similar minutes. And but these kids are unselfish. They like I said before, they get excited for each other. They want our team to be successful, and that's you know what you preach. You know, when you have the culture here like we have it in CMC, that you know we're team oriented first, and I think that's what they want, is the success of the team over individual.
A couple of questions before I let you get on the bus here, Coach. What will you be looking for specifically from the girls in that scrimmage today down in Overland Park?
You know, I just, again, pace of the game. I don't know what kind of shape we're going to be in. We had 6 weeks off, and that's scary. You know, we did give them workouts over the break, but, again, they're on their own, and you know, we trust they did those. And then just to see, you know, how we can compete. I mean, what better test than to go down and face Johnson County, you know, and just kind of see what we can do and what group works the best together. You know, we've played against each other for the past week and a half in practice, and we've got to find a group that really gels well on the floor together. And so we're just looking at that, you know, kind of gauging what we can do as a whole and who fits best in what spot.
At the opener Wednesday, 5:30 at the Ketchum Center. You've had games against KCK where you're not very competitive. You had some great games and a couple of really good wins against that program. But KCK usually is a top 10, 15 national program. You have, I'm sure, eyes on being there yourself this year. To me, even from a national standpoint, KCK at NCMC, that's a big women's game Wednesday night.
It is. It's a big opener. You know, we're looking forward to it. We're finally, you know, going to get the season kicked off, and to kick it off at home is going to be great. You know, KCK, like you said, year in and year out is a powerhouse in women's basketball, you know, we want to compete. We want to prove that we can compete with those caliber teams.
Appreciate the time, Coach. I'll let you get on the bus. Good luck today, and we'll see you Wednesday night.
All right. Thanks, Tom.